Asin Ropi. Good afternoon, good evening. Sanibona ndubela ngabusheni bonlweni bonjour. Welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast. Mangitha Asin Ropi. Asin Ropi kamampela because nichile no. The most handsome 31-year-old on the side of the equator, the man you can trust in your hour of need. Umfana wechiskopo muhle. Lalela. I don't do this show alone. I don't do it with ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing. She's looking at me like, and then I do it with the ever beautiful. Ozhumi. Hey.
Like, how do you come up with these intros? Like, how do you come up with these intros?
I'll share the secret in one of these good days. I'll share them. Don't worry. I'll share. But one of the things we're definitely going to be sharing is our social media platforms later on. We do really love men come and interact with us. Ngithema siqala we're doing a rewind a bit. But again, with a little bit of a forward movement. Moskumi, what are we talking about today?
Today, we're going to be unpacking the reasons why people cheat. In our previous episode, when we talked about people cheating, you know, why people cheat, our resident expert, JP, mentioned a few reasons why people cheat. Today, we're going to be going into those reasons and unpacking them. One by one.
Yeah, actually.
Because Lisile, like, so we want to unpack why Lisile so.
Yeah, essentially what we're going to be doing today, for those who don't know, there are different types of cheating. You know, yeah, people cheat. The act of cheating, I think, is pretty general, or pretty unanimous. But there are different types of cheating. And I think as Oskumi said, our resident expert is going to be helping us unpack some of these prominent types of cheating and how prevalent are they in our relationships. Once again, we have there's only one most handsome. He's handsome, yeah, Nashem, but not the most. There's only one the most. JP, welcome to Umjolo and Sex Podcast.
Hello, you two. How are you?
We're good, JP. How are you? He's disputing the fact that you are handsome.
No, I heard that comment, but it's fine.
No, JP.
I do not agree with it.
No, JP. I'm saying you are handsome, but I mean, we have five fingers. Are all five fingers on one hand the same in terms of how their length? No, they aren't. So all of them have their part to play. All of us are handsome, some more handsome than the other. If I may say
so. So they say, but I think, Khlumi, let's make the ladies decide. What do you think?
I mean, we can take it to the social media platforms. Later on, we will take them to social media platforms. We'll engage. Ahmed, JP, let's, without wasting any time. We talked in the previous episode about cheating, which let me say it was our biggest episode to date. Big shout out to everybody who really downloaded and interacted with the conversation. Today, we're really going to be just looking at, sometimes we treat cheating as a vacuum and we do not understand that there are different aspects to it. Before you share those different types of cheating, let's just, those who missed the first episode, what are some of the ramifications of cheating? I mean, you touched on something which I think scared a lot of people. You said you equivalent it to a heart attack. When we cheat, what do we essentially do?
Okay, so in short, cheating is being emotionally or sexually unfaithful to your partner with who you are in a monogamous relationship with. But what is cheating to you? Is it holding someone else's hand? Is it kissing someone else that you are not in this relationship with? Not necessarily seeing to sleep with them, to have sex with them, but what about the other types of cheating? So one of my friends actually told me that why do you do this? What are the intention behind why you do this for someone? This gesture, this dancing against someone, rubbing against them, why do you do it? So my answer was that your body is special. It's unique. It should be respected to you. It should be preserved and cherished and shared with only that one person who truly deserves it. You must be like, you're my number one. You're my world. Not, I have seven worlds. And then one at a time, like not, oh, you're my best Monday, you're my best Tuesday. You know, it must be the same person that you give everything for if you're in a monogamous relationship. However, long term or short term, whatever, in that time, that must be your person. And why do I say that? Because it actually limits the risk of contracting HIV and STDs. That is why I say you must have that trust, that mutual deeper feeling and meaning and connection in a relationship before you go sleep to each other. Or are you just cheap or without value and let everyone just see and touch whatever private or special parts you want to just give to them because it's not that worthy to you.
Sure, JP, that was a great sort of forecast and a great insight in terms of that. JP, I know that we have different types of cheating. I personally mm-hmm. know of micro cheating. What are some of the different types of cheating and how do they affect our relationships? Just quickly unpacking them for us.
Awesome. So today I'm going to mention 7 quickly, okay. And then we can talk about some bit more in detail. So obviously with COVID, cyber cheating went to number one. So that is people that flirt with other people online and on social media or just by private messaging on dating apps and so on. Then emotional affairs.
So JP, before you go on, sliding into the DM is qualified as cheating.
What is your intention behind it?
Okay.
What do you want out of it? Do you want a friendship, someone to chat to, or do you want a bit more? Okay. While you are in a relationship with someone.
Okay.
Okay. An emotional affair, so actually sharing emotions, making a connection on a deeper level is your second one. Then an object or hobby cheating. So this can be like watching pornography and cheating and fantasizing about others and their bodies outside of your relationship, or like sport or television that just takes more time than your actual spouse or your actual person who you're in the relationship with.
That's interesting.
Then a physical affair. We all know that one. The kissing, the hugging, the all of those things outside of your relationship. And then the micro-macro cheating, as you guys just mentioned. So you stay in the game without compromising their existing partner or status or social media. For example, if a waitress and your wife's not there with you, you're out there with your buddies, and now all of a sudden you flirt a bit or give an extra tip, you know, and you wink.
I think JP, you're looking at ordering what's not on the menu, is what you were saying.
Exactly that. And then the last one is financial infidelity. So people that support others to get something out of it, and then you're literally people do this on Facebook. They DM you, I just want a friend. And then they, are you naughty? And they send you a picture. And then if they want the picture back, they use this blackmail. And these things happen today still. It is crazy, but it is happening.
JP, out of the list, I think what jumped out, some of the others are more prominent than others. I wanted to go to mm-hmm. The hobby cheating. Because yes. I think we tend to take it for granted. We a lot of people watch pornography casually now, for yeah. whatever reasons that they find, whatever reasons that they do. Would is pornography or is somebody who watches pornography really in essence cheating? And if so, what are the ramifications thereof?
And asking for constitute as or qualify as pornography?
Definitely. So from the start, we're saying respect your body and share it with only that person that you have a relationship with. Now, if you just give it to anyone again, what respect do you have? Or do you think it's fine if everybody sees your body because it's just a body? Okay, but people's views can be different on this aspect. But then with pornography, for me, the thing is pornography is safe. Guys, you can't have STDs or HIV through transmit anything through watching porn. But if you watch it before age, then it gets a problem because it actually has an effect on your emotions, your mood, and also in your relationship building with someone because you think that is how it should be. These things are edited. People hold out having sex for 30 minutes. In reality, we know if they do that, there's something wrong or they're on meds. So these things should be taken into consideration, but now people think that is a relationship. You meet someone next to the beach and then you go sleep with them. And that's not in reality how it works.
Yeah.
So that's the problem. And actually now during from 2015 to 2020, the stats say that a kid between the age of 15 and 16, before COVID, they watched porn about 17% of them. Where now, after COVID, it is, where they have online schooling and the parents don't regulate everything, more than 72% of kids age between 15 and 16 are now watching pornography. That has an impact on them, and that's why there are age restriction. And also, pornography addiction is way harder to get rid of than smoking or other addiction.
Wow.
Because it's a visual stimuli, it has serotonin and mood disorders, it has a mental component, a relationship, feelings, emotional component, and then also the satisfaction after you came or you relieved yourself, then actually what then? So it has a deeper connection, and yeah, and that is why a lot of different things come from that.
Now, JP, how do you talk somebody off a cliff, you know, somebody who feels justified in their reasoning to step out of their relationship? How do you talk them off a cliff and to say, but there are other options besides you cheating?
Yeah, so people, I believe, will always try to justify it in their own way. But it was only looking at a picture. No, it's only a text message. Come on, there's nothing to it. But why are you caught? Why did you cheat in the first place? Why are you thinking about cheating? Even if you feel the message is not cheating, but why did you say those things to someone else? Aren't you happy and satisfied in your relationship? Why are you looking for other excitement? And that's why I gave all the reasons also on why people talk before. But it's quite interesting to see how men and women differ or what they consider as cheating.
Yes.
So 72% of men believe that sexual affairs were worse than emotional affairs. 69% of women said emotional affairs were worse than sexual.
Wow.
76% of people would forgive somebody for a strictly sexual affair, but not if there's any emotional connection.
My goodness. 80%
of men said they would forgive their partner for an emotional affair, where only 30% of women would forgive an emotional affair. So it's quite different.
JP, finally,
yes,
I mean, we there was an episode we talked to Ukukum Sezan about financial cheating. And I see it also came in here. How prevalent is it in relationships, and what are some of the ramifications thereof? Because I think it's quite sensitive, because people think that financial cheating, it doesn't qualify as cheating, especially from the male's perspective, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm. No, it's true. And we even gave it a term in South Africa. We call it a blesser.
Yes.
So you pay, and then what does she give you in return? And that's the thing. If it's for friendship, okay, cool. But I don't have to pay all my friends. But hey, okay, maybe for friendship, cool. But why do you need more friends, and why do you have to pay for them? So if it is for more than friendship, then why? Why are you doing it? Then it's cheating again. And a lot of younger ladies actually latch onto this. They don't have stable homes. They need money for studies and for food and anything like that. So their last option, or what they think is their last option, they go and get a blesser. They give their bodies or whatever it is in return, and they feel that they can then get money for it. But they feel that's the last and only option they have, unfortunately. And it's not. So, for me, I think there are a lot of other options. But also, why do people steal? I don't think you just one day wake up, oh, I think I'm going to break into a house today. It looks like a good day for that. No, they don't have money. They have a family who depend on them. They lost their jobs and then they go into it. I'm not saying it's right, but for them, it might feel like it's their last resource, the last option that they can resort to.
JP, finally, according to the seven that you've listed, what are some of the top?
Yes,
if you were to rank them, which one is more prevalent, and which one do we really feel that in relationships we need to be quite aware of, and some of the others that might be just be bubbling under?
So I do think, again, you have to talk about it. What do you feel is teaching in a relationship? But also, and why you do that. But I think cyber cheating really stops the charts these days because social media makes it so easy. Then I definitely think the hobby cheating or the object cheating, yes, you must have your bro time as well, but it shouldn't impair your time with your loved one, the one that you actually see your relationship with. And then lastly, the small one, I think, is a little micro cheating. So the things that you try to get away with without saying you're actually in a relationship with someone else. So you just do it just for fun, just to see if you can get their attention, and then if you got it, oh, cool, I still got game. So what I will say is, do things for love, I'll do things from love, not for love.
I like
that. Meaning that you do it out of a caring heart, not to flirt or to seek attention from others, or to get something else out of this relationship, a touching of a hand, a body, whatever the case may be.
Wow, I think that's a perfect way to then end it, Oshomi. I have my reservations with micro cheating, JP, but I think that's a conversation for another day.
Awesome. We can definitely continue this later.
All right, thank you so much, JP, for your insights, and I hope to chat to you soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, JP.
Have a great day, Kimmy.
YouTube. Cheers. So we have all seven of them, as JP have mentioned. We will share them on our social media platforms. So you can also then hashtag rate them. Which one is more prevalent to you? Is the hobby one more prevalent than micro cheating? Is the financial cheating more prevalent to you? And what are some of your experiences? We do want you to share all those, Oshomi, right?
Yes. And I don't know. For me, there shouldn't even be 7 or 14 or 42 or 17 million reasons why people cheat. Just don't do it.
It's just wrong, man.
Word. Like, why?
They call it outsourcing. So
maybe we should talk about that the next time.
Yeah, know? I think
I just have our listeners call in or send in explanations via Facebook or Twitter and explain if they've ever found themselves in that situation, why, what led to it.
And I think part of I said it when we spoke about financial cheating is that we glorify these things and we give these things names and then we give them life. And I always say that which you give life to will breed life. And we need to be very careful in terms of what do we give life to. And some of the things that are negative, we really are guilty of giving life to. But one of the things we don't mind giving life to is our social media platforms. Oshomi, where can people interact with us?
They can find us at Daily Sun SA on Twitter, or just Daily Sun on Facebook, or they can find us on www.dailysun.co.za.
It's /umjolo. We have a lot of episodes. We are on season 2. And we're going to be on season 2, season 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, till the infinity, we hope. But once again, a big thank you to JP. And big thank you to you for interacting and downloading and be part and parcel of this conversation. Once again, as Khumi will say, winter is upon us. A lot of people are going to get really busy and we're going to have a lot of winter babies. But we want to say, gentlemen and ladies of the jury, please keep it strapped.
Keep it tight and do not use plastic yaburoto or foil or cling wrap or whatever. Condom.
It's condomized, guys. One way. It's condom one way from start to finish. But once again, big thank you to you. We do this for you. This podcast is really done for you, to inform you and to also really to bring that funny side and that also maybe that humor side in terms of what do we view and see love and sex matters. But for me, I'm looking some better, the most handsome 31-year-old, the most handsome guy in a cheese corp.
Hey, bye, Chenchi, Jilaigwa. And from me, Romy Siabi, the one who still does not have a cool outro.
With her bangles.
Me and my bangles bid you adieu.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Shop, shop.